All right, let's begin. Okay, Parshas Vayera, we're up to Pasuk Dalet, right here in front of us. Okay, I trust you can see a blazer, you can see the screen? Yeah, okay, good. Yikachno Matnayim, it says here in the Pasuk, Yikachno Matnayim. Let's move over to the side here, okay. It should be taken for the malachim a small amount of water, v'rechatzurag lechem, and they shall wash their feet, v'yishoanu, and they shall recline tachas ha'etz. One second, let me just take this drink. Ah, okay. So, yigachna ma'amayim, they shall take a small amount of water, pasuk dalet, 70720. Who's 70720? Who's on our telephone line here? Shalom aleichem. Okay, so Rashi, Pasuk Dalet. Rashi, Mr. Cohen, Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. I wonder if I'm able to rename you permanently. Cohen. I wonder if I can remember. How do I remember? Aaron. Alright, let's try that. Okay. Over here it says in Pasuk Dalet, Yukach no matmaim, al yidei shaliach. Okay, the word Yukach means it shall be taken through someone else. Who? Al yidei shaliach, through an agent. And because it was taken through an agent, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu shilem lebanov, to the children of Klal Yisrael, al yidei shaliach, shenemar, v'yodem moishes yodem, v'yaches hasela. When Klal Yisrael were in the desert and they had nothing but to drink, so Hashem gave us water in the desert for 40 years. How did Hashem give us water? Through an agent, through a rock. Hashem did not give us the water directly. The man was given to us directly, but the mayim was given to us through an agency, through the rock. Okay, the next words are, v'rachatzu rach lichem, wash your feet, kesavar shem arvoyim. They thought, Avram thought they were arvoyim. What are arvoyim? Arabs, there's no such thing as an Arab. Mohammed did not come into the picture until... When did Islam first come into existence? Okay, not that long ago. Okay, what 1500 years ago? When did Muhammad
appear? The year 600.
600 years after Yashka. Okay, it took him 600 years to come and to compete with Yashka. So when it says here Arvoyim, what does that mean exactly? It doesn't mean an Arab. There are no Arabs. Whatever it means people living in the Arav. They were in Arav, wherever that means.
Desert people.
Desert nomads. Okay, nomads. Shemeshtachavim, but they were people that bow down la'avak raglehem. What does that mean? The dust of their feet. What does that mean? That means they were idolaters, they worship dust? Or what it means really is they believed in themselves. I think a more accurate description, they worship themselves. The avak raglei means their own effort, their own toil. When a person works hard, so this dust, when you work hard, you bring up dust. It means the people, they bow down to their own efforts. People that believe, koichi v'oitzem yadi osoli asachay lazeh. People that were believers in themselves. The hikbid shaloi lahachnis avodas elilim lebeso. That's the worst avodazar, when you worship yourself. When you worship yourself, that's the worst avodazar. And Aaron was makbid, not to bring in these idols into his home. And that's why he told them, wash your feet. Okay, so Pashashad is over here, they actually worship the dust. It's very strange. Do we find today in ancient religions, people, they worship the dust of their feet? Go to Princeton University and ask them, they have a program of the philosophy of religions. Okay, my cousin, Rabbi Dr. Meir Yaakov Soloveitchik, holds a PhD from Princeton University on the philosophy of religions. Okay, and we have to ask him in his studies, in studying all of the religions, if there's such a thing called an idolatry, worshipping the dust of your feet. Any event over here, it says, they bow down, Hikbit Shlo Lachnes, Avalidim Shlo Beis, Avaloid Shlo Hikbit, he was not Makbit. Hektim lino l'rechitza, he allowed them to come in to lie down before they wash their feet. Shenemar, velinu, lie down, verachatzu aglechem, first come into my home, and only afterwards will I require you to wash your feet. It says here, tachas ho'etz, tachas ho'ilon, a tree. This tree, by the way, supposedly, we know where this tree was. Once upon a time, there was a famous thing called the Ilon Shel Avraham. Did you ever hear about this? Supposedly the museum in England purchased the tree, and when they tried to dig it up, and when they tried to dig it up, somehow a fire broke out for some reason, and it destroyed the tree. There's nothing left of it. But there was a tradition that we knew where this tree was, and it was called the Ilon Shel Avraham. Someone once gave the Chassam Sofer a piece of wood that came from this tree, and he took this piece of wood and he gave it to a craftsman, and he had him fashion a handle for a sakin, the knife that he used to do Baris Mila, the Izemel. Okay, he was a the Chassam Sofer, among his many talents, was a Moyel, and he did Baris Mila. And when he did Bris Mila, he used the knife of his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, and he took that knife and he took this piece of wood that was gifted to him, which supposedly came from this Ilon that Avraham used, and he had it made into a handle for Bris Mila. Okay, now let's take a look. We had Rashi, so we went to the whole pasuk. We have Yukach Nomin's Ali Shaliach, Rachat Surag Lechem, because of the dust of the Zara, Tachas or Eitz, means the eights, he's calling here the Ilon. Now, let's take a look over here at the Targum of Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet is over here, Yisvun. Yisvun means it shall be taken. Ke'an. Ke'an means now. Ze'er means a small amount. Maya. It should be taken now, a small amount of water. The aschoy rag lechon, wash your feet. The istin michu tachas, and lie down to chois underneath the ilon of the tree, the eights. Now let's see over here the secrets to this targum in our sefer here. Pasuk dalet. Here we go. Pasuk dalet. Yisvun. What does yisvun mean? It means shall be taken. Tirgum ki ilu hoyeloshna kosav yikhu. To take. Take. Okay, it shall be. They shall take. Hakavana misharsaf. The Ayn Rashi. Oy, Vayn Rashi. Rashi is now. I think what he's trying to say over here is Rashi saying is. Okay, yichu, fine. Same thing. Okay, let's learn that he's telling his servants to go fetch the water. Okay, next. The aschoy. Okay, the next words of the Targum are. Oy shepana, or he turned. Aleihem b'derech kavod, he turned to them b'derech kavod b'guf shlishi shehem yiku. Ah, unbelievable, I never saw this. Yispun means, very interesting, who says this? Aleph Memresh. I do not know who this is. I don't know who the source of this parish is. I have no idea. Mayor, you know who this is? Aleph Memresh, what this means over here? He's saying an incredible chiddush. So you go and you talk to a great person, b'guf shlishi. Would the Rebbe like a cup of water? Would the Rebbe like a cup of coffee? When you speak to an honorable person, you don't say you. You say, would the Rebbe, would the Rosh HaYeshiva, would the Rav. Okay, that's how they trained us. Chaim Berlin, they're very into this. Chaim Berlin, they're very, very into covet, honor. And they trained the Talmidim, you speak to the Rebbe, would the Rebbe like this, would the Rebbe like that, would the Rebbe like this? Yishno, I'm telling you the honest truth, no more. Those days are over. It was a different generation. When I grew up, that's how they did it. Today, I don't see that. I don't see that anymore. I see the boys today chilled out. It's a different generation today. Today, everyone's chilled out. They don't have the same reverence they had. They're not trained. The people that are the Rebbeim today, all the old-timers, either unfortunately they died or they retired. And the new generation of teachers, they don't have it in them. They don't have that awe in them, that the Talmidim, they are trained to speak with them with such reverence. But in the olden days, when you speak to a great person with reverence, you speak B'guf Shlishi. So when Avram says, Yukach No, it's not coming to teach you like Rashi says that, I'm going to summons my servants to go and fetch water. It means you yourself, take the water in front of you and clean your feet. And the reason why he spoke them B'guf Shlishi is Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz, even these Aravim who bow down to the dust of their feet, Avraham Avinu, he spoke to them as if he's speaking to the Grand Rabbi. Would you believe such a thing? He's speaking to them with the same reverence like the Grand Rabbi with their Kavod. Unbelievable. Next, the aschoy. Aschoy means to lie down. I'm sorry, means to wash. That means to wash. Wash, you feel the shon rechitza to wash. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Obviously, the samach and the sin are related. It means to wash. Next, the istin michu means lie down. Lashon mishon, to lie down. Okay, v'chei b'mikra soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. Okay, he has the makar. I'm not sure what he means over there. Okay, next, up to the next pasuk. Back to the text. Next pasuk hey. Ve'ekha fas lechem. I, Avraham, now is the speaker. I will take bread. Pas of lechem. What does that mean? What is pas? If pas is not lechem, what is it? I'm not sure. I will take pas lechem, v'sadu lechem, and I will satisfy your hearts. What does the word sa'adu mean? It's a very good word to figure out what it means. Rabbeinu Sadyagon. Rav Sadyagon, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, he has a sefer on names, and he writes that the first time we find in Jewish history the name Sa'adya is Rav Sadyagon. Rav Sadyagon lived approximately the year 1000. Okay, approximately the year 1000, around that time. Okay, 1000. Rashi lived in the year. Rashi, he lived in the year 1096, the year 1100. Rashi died a little bit later than that. Rashi was in his prime at approximately whatever the year. Let's say 1100, 100 years before Rashi, maybe 200 years, 150 years, was Rav Sa'adya Goin. He's the first person we find that has the name Sa'adya. And the word Sa'adya comes from the word over here, V'sa'adu l'bchem, which means what? I don't know what it means. It means to satisfy, we'll see. Achar, afterwards, ta'avoyru, after you satisfy, you can leave, go home. Ki alken avartem alavtchem, because you have passed to by your servant. Avraham is calling himself the servant of these Aravim. Vayoimru, and they said, kama, kein ta'asek asher dibartem, we will do as you say. So shall we do like you say. Now let's see Rashi Pasuk Hey. Rashi Visadu Libchem. I want you to, what is the word Visadu? Batoira, Baneviim, Vakesuvim, Matsinu, the pita, bread, Sa'adata de Liba. It gives satiation to the heart. Batoira, here is the Pasuk, Visadu Libchem. Baneviim, Sa'ad Libcha. We have to now go to the videotape here. Let's push the button over here. And go to the other page, the next page. The next page, where is the next page? Here it is. Here we go. Right here. Okay. And Rashi continues. Oh no. This is not the right page. What's going on here? This is not the right page. Let's figure out what I did wrong. Let's see. Let's close this. Where's the page? Let's go into the folder, Zachariah. And let's look at this page. What does it say? Yeah, here it is. I got it. Okay. Here we go. Okay, here we continue the Rashi. B'Neviim pas lechem. Okay, the pasuk in Neviim says also pas lechem. It's in Shoftim. And then it b'ksuvim. V'lechem levav Enosh Yisod. Bread satisfies the heart of man. Amar, so we have three pasuk in Chumash, in Neviim and Ksuvim, which teach us the same thing, that bread brings satiation. Amar Nechama, Levavchem in Ksivkan Ela Libchem. It does not say Levavchem. It is missing a base. It only has one base. Magid She'in Yetzer Hara Sholeid Bamalachim. Oh, another rule, another feather to add to our hat for rules of Malachim, and a book on Malachim, all of the rules. No knees. They only do one service at a time. They cannot multitask. Okay, we learn a lot of things about Malachim. Here we have another issue about Malachim. They do Ein Yetzar Shalei B'Malachim. And that's why it says Libchem with one base. Does not say Levavchem. Because the reason why it says by a human being Levavchem is a Yetzar Toiv and a Yetzar Hara. Achar Ta'avar. Then you can go home. Achar Ken Telchu. Ki Alken Avartem. Ki Adover Hazeh. Ani mevakish. Rashi is in a very important word. Ki al ken avartem, this is a request. I'm making a request from you. Me'achash avartem alay lichvaydi. Now here we have a whole new pshat. This is something very interesting over here. What's going on? What is going on over here? L'chvaydi. Do these angels who were disguised as human beings, did they give Avraham Avinu the impression that they came specially to visit him? Or isn't the impression we get is that these the Malachim did not give him that impression? These were nomads. They were just traveling in the desert, and Avraham saw them. Oh, you're traveling, come into my house. Over here, it says in Rashi, I make a request from you, that you should shavartim olai l'chvoidi, that the malachim, these who were disguised as human beings, gave Avraham Avinu the impression that they came specifically to visit him. We're here to visit. Or maybe you can suggest that when it says here, shavartim olai l'chvoidi, doesn't mean that they came to visit. What it really means is that Avraham is speaking with honor. It's as if you came to visit me. You really didn't come to visit me. You're just passing through the land. You're on the way, you're on the highway, and you just got lucky. I got lucky. We happened to meet each other. I'm going to treat you as if you have come to give honor to me. Okay, I don't know what it actually means. Next, go further. Kial Kain. Okay, so request. Kmo al asher. It's an unusual sequence of words, and we translate it because of this. V'chein kol ki al kein. Every time you have this combination of three words, ki al kein shemikra, ki al kein bo betzel karasi, ki al kein isi panecha, ki al kein lo nisatia, ki al kein yodata chanusini. You know our encampment. He gave over four examples in Chumash. We have these three words together. It's an expression. And the way we translate the expression is Al Asher. That's his code word. Al Asher. Al, concerning, Asher, this that you have done. Okay? Because the words Ki Al Kain, it's hard to translate those words literally. Rashi makes it a little bit smoother. Al Asher. Because of this, to us it's really all the same. We have a hard time translating the words Al Asher, and just like we have a hard time translating Ki Al Kain, but somehow the words Al Asher is easier to translate, which means because. Basically, it's the one word, because. I make this request because you have been so kind to come visit me. Okay, so this is the pasuk. Now we have to go take a look at the targum. So that we're going to go back to the other page, because on the other page is where we have the targum and the perush. So let's go back to the pasuk one more time. Look at the pasuk one more time. Pasuk of Yisrael says, the Ekha, I will take, Avraham says, I will take pas lechem, I will take bread, pas of lechem, v'sadu libchem, and I will satisfy your hearts. So Rashi tells us, sadu, this is a series. This one of three psukim. Chumash, nevim, ksuvim, bread, pas of lechem, give sviya, give satisfaction to the heart. Why does it say levavchem with only one base? These are angels. Angels have only one heart. There's no Yetzirah. Achar ta'avor, then you can go home. Ki al kein, I'm making a request. It's a bakosha. I'm making a request because. Ki al kein means because of Avraham Avinu, you come to your servant. Vayemru, they said, yes, kein ta'aseh, so shall do kasher dibarta. They said, yes, we will do what you tell us to do. Now, let's take a look over here at the Targum. Targum over here says, Pasuk Hey, the esav pita delach masa. The esav means I will give. The ekha, I will take. Okay, I will take. The esav, I will take. Pita bread. Okay, that's where it comes. Pita. That's where it comes from. Pita bread. See, that's the makar. Bread, lechem, is called pita. The lachma of lechem. Why there are two words? I don't know. I would assume that pita is lechem. Lechem is pita. Why there are two words? What's the repetition? I don't know. We have to see. Usu'udu libchoin, and satisfy your heart, usu'udu, then bosakein to ibrun, then you can go, afterwards you can go, aray, because, alkein. So here, the Targum takes the word ki alkein, and he substitutes it aray alkein. Rashi says, ki alkein is substituted with alasher. Targum translates it aray alkein. Avartun, you've passed al avdechain, vamaru kain, And the Malachim said, yes, Cain, correct. Tavei will do kimo dimalilta, as you say. All right, let's take a look over here and see what it says over here on the bottom. The Peirush of these mystical words. Pita de lachma, what is bread? Bread is called pita and lachma. Gam kikar sholem nikra pas. Okay, so he's asking my question. My question was, what do we need the word lechem for? The word pita by itself means a kikar sholem, a bulkala, is called pas. Kamosha tergim the kikar lechem achas. It says in Shemos, pita de lachma. V'chein, so it says, v'ashmos ha-gemara, v'hi yoyser gedoyla michalas lechem. Ha. So he's saying now there's something called pas lechem, and there's something called chalas lechem. Pita is more honorable than chala. See, Shabbos, we don't have pas. What do we have on Shabbos? We have chala. We have chala, right? Why do you have to have two bulkalach for chala? Why two? Because he's saying the l'chadodi. Bowie chala, bowie chala. Right? Bowie chala, bowie chala. That's why we have to have two chalas. Oh, one has a ches, one has a chaf. Maskil. Don't chat me on TikTok. Bowie chala, bowie chala. Okay, we have over here. So on Shabbos, we have chalas. Over here, he says, no, chala is not a nice word. Pas is a better word than chal. That's what he says over here. Akika sholem is called pas, and but he says mashmas v'hi yoiser gedoyla mechalas lechem. Pita de lachma is more choshev than chalas lechem. What's the difference? I don't know. It doesn't really explain. It means it's just more distinguished. It's not explaining, but it's at least we learn a new yesod. There are two different types of Torah. There's chalas lechem and there's pas lechem. Of loshan mikra pas hu loshan pisichin. What does that mean? Pas, just the opposite, means something small. Dover mu'at. Ooh, a small amount. So therefore, it seems over there, according to B'loshan HaMikra, B'loshan Chachamim, according to B'loshan Chachamim, the Mashmais HaGemara, it's Yoyser Gedoyla Mechalas Lechem. But B'loshan HaMikra, Pas is Mashmais, something that is Dover mu'at. That's what it says in the Gra. So over here, it comes out, this is a very important example of L'shoin chacham l'chud and l'shoin mikro l'chud. Mikro l'chud chacham l'chud. L'shoin chatoru l'chud chachamim. Like the Gemara talks about a sandal. A sandal versus a na'al. Okay, there are a lot of words which in Tanakh mean one thing, but in the words of the chachamim, they mean something different. And here he's telling us as an example. In the Torah, the word pas connotes a small loaf of bread. A challah connotes a large loaf of bread. In the Gemara, in the Lashon Chacham, it's just the opposite. Pas connotes a large loaf of bread, and a challah connotes a small loaf of bread. So maybe the reason why we call our bread Friday evening a challah is because we're following Lashon HaMikra. And Lashon HaMikra, a challah is more significant than pas. Okay, so we have here two terms. And we have a fascinating principle, is that the way they're used in Biblical Hebrew is not the way it's used in Rabbinic Hebrew. Next, Basar, Cain, afterwards, Achar, B'loshan HaKosuv, after, Perush, Acharei Cain, V'chein Perush Rashi, V'chein Koisim HaSofim, Tamafsik, B'mila Achar. Okay, Uvzetik in Unkelis Mikra, he explains, Kosha Sheroilios im Oisva vi achar taleru. Avlefi eich shakosav mashma sad libchem. Achar, achar. But according to what's written, it's mashma sa'adu libchem. And then, achar shetaveru, after you leave. Now, what is going on over here? Let's read this one more time. Then we'll go back. Ulchein kaisim, over here he's saying over here, what it says over here, Kain Achar, Achare Chain, afterwards, Bloshan Akosa, Perish Achar Kain, Chain Perish Rashi, Ulchain Kaisma Seifim, Tam Mafsik, Bemila Achar. Is a Mafsik. What's the Mafsik? Go back to the Pasik. The Pasik here says, Ki al kein avartem, the echop paslechem, I will take paslechem, the sadu libchem. Now, achar. The sadu libchem, a tam mafsik. Which the sadu libchem, achar. This is not what we have. In our text, we have over here a munach, zokev koton, which means these two words go together. Achar tavoiru. I want you to eat. I want you to eat and satisfy your hearts. And after you satisfy your hearts, afterwards you will go on your merry way. Afterwards. So in order to show the word achar, here's the question. The question is, when will they satisfy their hearts? Is Avraham giving them a doggy bag to take on their way? Or is he inviting them to have a su'uda in his home? That appears to be the disagreement, the topic of discussion here among the Parshanim. Avraham over here is saying, I will take for you paslechem, and what am I going to do with the paslechem? Here are the choices. Choice number one. I want you to come indoors into my air-conditioned home, and I want you to sit down at the table and wash and eat and be satisfied. And after you're fully satisfied, take a nap. And then, achar, afterwards, you go on your merry way. That's choice number one. Choice number two, I'm going to take bread, I'm going to put it in aluminum foil, like a bris milah, make you a nice lax. You know, this is the bris. You know, this was the bris. He's giving them the leftovers. Think about it. They came to visit him on the third day of the milah. He has in their freezer still leftovers from the bris, his bagels and lax, bagel sandwiches, bagels and lax still wrapped up in the aluminum foil. So here, I'm going to go into the freezer, take out a bagel that's in the aluminum foil. It's 3 days old. It's stale. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to take some of the leftovers. And then go. Go on your merry way. You have to catch a train. V'sadu libchem achar tavaru. You'll satisfy yourself after you leave. In other words, leave. Here, take the food as a package, as a package. You'll eat this on the train. Don't stay at my house. You're busy. You got to go somewhere. This is the question. Now, which one would you say is the correct interpretation? Well, if you look at the Pesuk at face value, it's the second pshat, because there's no vav. If it was correct, the first interpretation, I wanted to give you bread. I want to invite you into my home. Air conditioning, and you'll sit down at the table, and I'm going to bring out bread, you can have a good meal, I'm going to talk to you, and then you'll take a nap, and then you're going to go. It should say v'sadu libchem v'achar, and afterwards ta'avoru, you will go on your merry way. There should be a vav here. Where's the vav? The fact that there's no vav indicates that the correct interpretation is interpretation number two, which means I'm going to take some bread out of the freezer. I'm going to put it in your duffel bag, in your knapsack, and you will go on your merry way. And v'sadu libchem, you'll satisfy yourself after you leave, when you're on the train, because there is no vav. That's what's mashma. So along comes, now we appreciate what Rashi says. Rashi says on the other page, okay, v'sadu libchem. Okay, so I have to go back to the other page. Let me forget about that for a second. Let's look at the Targum. The Targum makes it very clear. V'esal, I will take pita de lachma, u'su'udu libchem, and you will satisfy your heart. Then look what the Targum says. Bosar kain to ibrun. See, it says he adds a word in between achar and ta'avoru. He adds a word. He says, bosar kain, afterwards to ibrun, you will leave. Targum over here is sneaky. He's very sneaky. He's adding a word in, achar ta'avoru. You can't do that. If that's what the pasuk really means to say, where's the vav ve'achar tavoiru? No, the Targum says, too bad for you. Avram didn't give them stale bagels from the bris 3 days ago and put it in their knapsack and tell them to eat it on the train. He told them, come into my home and eat right here now and after Bosar Kane, after this. He's eating that word and then to Ibrun. How do you know to do that? So here on the bottom of the page, he says, let's review what he says over here again to bring out this point. Kane, achar b'loshna kosta, perusha achar Kane, achar Kane. It means here, Kane. And Rashi said the same thing also. We have to go back to Rashi. Rashi also emphasized this point. And then he writes something, we have to, l'chein koisvim hasoifrim ta'am mafsik b'mila achar. I'm not sure what he means by that. I'm not sure what he means, the ta'am mafsik b'mila achar. Afterwards, okay, maybe we'll see 1 second. Uvezet tikein unkelis was tikein. Okay, unkelis over here is coming to, by adding the word kain, he's coming really to insert an invisible vav. Mikra kasha, a difficult pasuk. Shachayroi liyos im ois vav. Ve'achar ta'avayru. Avalafi ech shakos of mashma, but the way he's interpreting it, avalafi ech shakos aval, and he's explaining over here, because the way, if you would take the pasuk literally, it's mashma, sadal linchem achar shatavayru. And uncle is telling you, don't say that's the pshat. I don't want you to say, I want it to say v'sadal linchem, period, v'achar tavayru. And the way I'm going to emphasize that is Acharei Kain, which clearly indicates you're going to go. Now, there's another interpretation. Now, I think what he means over here is as follows. They put here a Tam Mafsik, which means what? They want to make the word Achar, they want to separate the word. This is not our Mesorah. Our Mesorah puts the word Achar together with the word Tavar. These two Ta'amei HaMikra go together. This is a set. Mapach, pashto, munach, kotoin. These two words go together. That's misleading. It would be better if we would have a tameh hamikra that basically is like a period. Vesadu libchem. Satisfy yourself. Yeah.
The tameh hamikra, the ever alternate version?
In Chumash, very, very rare, however. The Mincha Shai presents all of the alternate versions. If you, there's a very popular Tikkun Koirim called Simonim. Okay, I have at least two or three of them all over the, lying around here and there, all of them. Okay, it's a very pop. I actually don't use it too much anymore. I like to use the old, just a simple one. And in the Tikkun Soifrim of the Simonim, they have there on the bar on the side. They have all of the shinuyim, all of the other girsois. And it's not so uncommon that you have trup, and there's another version. There's another version in different, I don't know where they get this from, the kisveyad. They have different versions of the trup.
The question is, there a different version here or no?
So,
do you know?
I have to go, I got to go take it out. I don't think they have it over here. I don't think they have the tikkun, I have it at home. I don't have it over here. Gotta go look it up. I don't know. I gotta go look it up. I don't think so. Not that I know of. But he's saying something very, very fascinating that according to the other girsois, they don't have this trup. They have Vesad Libchem, and then the word Achar is an independent word. You could have over here a Zokev Gadol, Achar, or you could have a Munach, Achar. You could have many different Tamei HaMikra which make this word independent. And the advantage of making the word independent would be equivalent to putting a vav in before. Eat, and afterwards, you will depart. Because when you put the word achar tavaru together, like the way we have it, it's very misleading. It sounds like, after you leave, that's when you'll eat the bagel I give you. I'll take the bagel, and you'll go achar tavaru. You'll travel, and then after you travel, you'll satisfy yourself. Because if it really means that you're going to first eat and then go, there should be a vav. Or if it's not going to be a vav, at least the Tamei HaMikra should not put the word achar tavaru together. And the Targum was aware of all of these troubles. And he had a mesoira, misinai, obviously, that it's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means v'sad libchem. And after you finish, then you're going to go. And the way he did that was one word. One word, he writes, bosar. He adds in the word bosar, kain. Does it after. Bosar kain, afterwards. The word kain is a critical word which makes it clear you can eat and then you're going to go into your merry way. All right, so this is a very big chiddush in this. Now, what else do we have here in the bottom? That's it. Okay, so we're going to be a lot of chiddush over here in this pasuk. Now, let's go on to the next pasuk. Let's go to the other page. And by the way, look at Rashi. Look at the Rashi with Achar Tavoiru here. Achar Kain Teilchu. You see, Rashi also clarifies it. Rashi also goes out of his way to say Achar Kain. Don't say that what's going to happen is you're going to first go, you're going to leave, and then when you're on the trip, you'll take the bread that I gave you, you'll eat it. No, eat the bread now here in my home, and then you'll go. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Vav. Vayvaher Avraham ha'oyelo el sarah. He quickly ran to the tent. To oyelo, to who's in the oyelo? El sarah. Vayerman, he said, Mahari, quick, shloish se'im, I want you to prepare three measures. A se'im is like a so'ah. A so'ah is a large measure of kemach solis, flour of solis. Lushi, I want you to knead it. Va'asi ugois, and make cakes. He's giving his wife a lot of instructions. Can you imagine a husband giving his wife a recipe? You go, wife, here's the recipe. I don't think it's going to go off well. Okay? You go buy your wife a cookbook. Here, you buy her the cookbook and you open it up to the page. What he's basically doing is, he's bringing her a cookbook and he's opening it up to the page and saying, here, this is the recipe you're going
to
use.
He's even bringing the tongue. He's bringing everything to her.
But he's giving her instructions how to bake, what to do. Kemach, soiles, lushi, vasi. You guys,
yeah, I'm telling you. He wants a mac with a lightly burned with tomatoes on the side.
But he's giving her very specific instructions. This would not go off well today. I can guarantee you that. Okay, we have here I have competition. I know there's a lot going on in the election, but we have to mute everyone here in the meantime until the election. Another few minutes.
It's fine. They won't know anything anyway.
We're not gonna know until late tonight. Alright. Let's continue. Let's move ahead. Vayavahera Avraham oil also vayamar mari quick. Shaloch sim, three measures of kemach soles, the best. Breadberry. Lushi needed vasi ugois, make ugois. What's ugois? Cakes. Round. Lushin of ug, cake. When you eat matzah, is matzah round or is matzah square? Well, the hand matzah are all round and the machine matzahs are square. What does it say with Pesach? And they made ugois, which means they made round matzah. It's not a kasha because they had hand matzah. There was no machine matzah in those days. Okay, let's see over what it says in Rashi. Rashi, positive of kemach soiles. Soiles l'ugois, flour for the cakes. Kemach la'amolin shel tabach. I'm saying an incredible thing over here. The Rashi learns an awesome chiddush that kemach and soiles is not one term. It's not, it's one thing. Kemach, soiles. No, that's repetitious. That's superfluous. You don't have to say it twice. You say just either kemach or soiles. The answer is they're two different items. The soiles, the second word is leugois, to bake cakes, bread. The kemach was used to make a paste, la'amilon shel tabochim. When you cook meat, they would cover the pot with a dough, basically a dough, l'chazes ha'kadero, l'shoiv, to draw es hazuma, to draw out the, I don't know what's a good word for zuma, the stench, the bad odor, and when you cook, there's something that's not pleasant, and that's not, the zuamon needs to be removed. It's not good, and the kemach is a paste. It looks like a dough. You make it from dough, and you put it on, and you cover the pot, and that's what it's used. So therefore, Rashi really tells us there were two different items. Aaron went to the tent. He told Sarah, Mari Shoshkin Al-Sema, Kemach, three measures of Kemach and of Stars. Now, the question is, why do you need three? How much? One and eight, when it says three measures, is the three measures going on the Soilas? Or is the Sholosh Shim going on the Kemach? Or is the Sholosh Shim going on both together? Because Rashi makes it very clear the Kemach is one item, that's for the pots, and the Soilas is for the bread. So now, how do you understand this term of shalosh se'in? Three measures. What's going on? He doesn't explain, Rashi. He doesn't explain. Let's see the Targum. Targum says, v'oichi Avraham. Oichi means quick. Okay, I don't never heard that word before. Vayimaher. The Aramaic word for vayimaher means v'oichi, quick. Avraham l'mashkina. Okay, that we had many times. The oihela. Ha'oihela, the tent. Now we have many times. El Sara, El means Levas, Sara, Vamar, he said, Ocha, quick. Same word as the word on the top, Ocha, quick. Telos Savon, three measures. Kimcha, Sulta. Doesn't explain. Lushi, Nidem, Vaavidi, Giritzon. That's a good word, okay? That's a really good, solid word right there. Giritzon. What in the world does that mean? Let's go look over here on the side of the page. The oichi, these two words mean quick. Ze targum shal maher kishaba bitzivui uve po'olim. A command, and when it's a, I guess it's a noun. Whatever that, a noun or a noun, I don't know, whatever. I mean, the way it's used, the oichi means he was quick and he gave a command. The tzivui is the ocha, a command, and the oichi is uve po'olim, it's a verb. Avraham was v'ochi, he was quick. And when he gave a command, ocha, quick. You know, it's interesting, this is very scary what I'm reading over, because Meir Appeldorf, he gave me the book, the Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Esther Jungreis. One of the first things in the book, it says there's something really resonates with me. He writes that, Rebbetzin Jungreis, she said, if there's one word that captures the Holocaust, the methods, there was one word that was used, like, you know, I don't know if you know, let me give you an example just to bring out this point. Yeah, but what's called in computers, you don't see it so much anymore on a blog. It's not so popular anymore, but it's called a tag cloud, where on your webpage, There's a program working in the background which counts every word, and it sees how many times a word is used. Like Obama, when Obama gave a speech, they always would tell you that he used the word I an enormous amount of times. When he gave a speech, how many times did Obama say the word I versus other presidents when they gave their State of the Union address? How many times did the word, the more times the word appears, light one up over here. The more times the word appears, the bigger it is. The bigger it is in the cloud. Like Trump. Trump has a very limited vocabulary. They all say that. What's Trump's favorite word? Tremendous. Tremendous. He used that word a billion times. Everything is tremendous. Tremendous. It's a very limited vocabulary, Trump. Tremendous. So, what was a word in the Holocaust that the Nazis used an enormous amount of times? Schnell. Schnell. Quick. Get into the cattle cars. Get into the gas chambers. Go here, go there. Schnell. If you could take the words of the Nazis, the vocabulary of the Nazis, Yemach Shemam V'Zichram, and put them through this algorithm to produce what's called a tag cloud, to emphasize which words of their vocabulary appear in a disproportionate number of times relative to the other words in the vocabulary. You know what the word is? Schnell. Okay, this is like one of the first things it says in the book. Schnell. And she used that as a speech. one of her popular speeches that if the Ribbono Shel Olam, he brought the Churban with this word, Shenel, so it's only correct that we have a right to say to Hashem, you should bring the Geula Shenel, very quick. Quick. Okay, this is one of her popular drashas, this idea. So I'm reading this over here. Avraham, when he told Hachnos HaSarchim, Vayimaher, quick. And he tells the Sarah, Mahari, Shnel, Shnel, quick, quick, for good, to go, to be good to the Malachim. Ze Tirgim Shal Maher, Keshba B'Tivu Polonex, Avl Al Toyah HaPoyal Metargim Bifriya, Bifriya, Bif, Metargim Bifriya. Okay, for example, Suru Maher, turn away quickly, Targumo Sito Bifriya. So what's he trying to say? I don't know what he's trying to do. Over here, he's not really giving us a heads up, but he's saying over here something, very important. He's telling us that there are two words. The Targum is being very selective. Because the truth is, there are two words for the word Maher. There's the word Ochi, and there's the word Piria. Piria. When do you translate the word Maher Ochi, and when do you translate the word Piria? So that's the point. The Malachim said to Lot, get out of here fast. Suru Maher. I'm sorry. Suru Maher, that's in Shemos. That's in Shemos. Suru Maher, turn away quickly. Okay, I don't know where it says that, but I don't know what that's referring to. I don't know. Oh, by the eagle. Suru Maher. Hashem told Moshe, go away quickly. The people have sinned. They've committed the crime. They worship the eagle, I think. That's not the eagle. Okay, so we'll have to leave that hanging, what that means. When do you use this word? We're out of time, but quickly. Kim Chasulta.
10-1. Amari says it's in 10-1 in Shemuz.
10-1, okay, excellent. Ex tell her, give her Yashikoyach from us.
I gave her a...
Kim Chasulta.
She is a political.
What's Kim Chasulta? Kemach? Oh. Soilas. In other words, it seems that the Targum is coming to disagree with Rashi. Rashi says Kimcha was a special dough used for pots to absorb the Zuhama. Sulta is a special flour used to bake bread. Targum says no, it's one item. Kemach Shehu Soilas. It's a type of flour. He explains, Evshalom, Asha Soilas Mulvachi, he nikres Soilas, nikres Gam Kemach, Kemach Soilas. What does that mean? Dakavona, Shetochanu es Akitin Tchina Gasa, the Achach Nifu Benofe, the Hagargarim, Shemish Eres Benofe Nikrim Soilas. It's a very, very deep idea. When you make flour, there's coarse flour and there is fine flour. First, you produce Kimcha. You take the kernels and you grind it. And you produce basic flour. That's kimcha. You then return the kemach into the sieve again for another passing or through a finer sieve to refine it. So the basic flour is called kimcha. And then when it's further refined, it turns into soilas. So it's the same thing. Kimcha, sulta. Not two different types of dough that are made for two different things. And then he goes on to say, okay, so this over here, a regular flour is not so good, it's only kemach. He wanted to give the best. Not like Rashi Perish or Kemach Solas Sharotza. Shnei Devarim. I've wanted two items. Kemach v'soiles. Cholach l'tzorech acher. Well, the Rashi is problematic because according to Rashi, there should be a vav in between kemach and kemach v'soiles. Where's the vav? Okay, so therefore we have machlekes Rashi and the Targum. And Ra'al-Choyer Targum has a right because there is no vav. Next, last thing. Gritzon. What's Ugoitz lachamim agulim? Lachamim ovim, targum ugois hu kumo targum chalois. So the word geritzon appears to be a special word. Okay, what does it mean, ugois, cakes? I don't know. It's a very unusual word, Gritsan. And he seems to say the word Gritsan is related to something specifically that's round. And others say it means thick. Lachemim ovim. Targum ugois hukum targum chalas. Okay, that's it. So we have over here, we learn at least Machloikis Rashi and the Targum over here. At least at this point over here, wait, what happened to my thing over here? Got a little confused over here. What happened here? Okay, so we have over here this Pasuk. By a maher shnel, an unusual word of the oichi, hoile el sovayim mahari, quick, shleishim kemachin. Is this two different items or is it one item? One item. The miko, the tamei hamiko is like the targum, kemach soilas. According to Rashi, it should be kemach, a mafsek it should be. And then soilas. Lushidasi ugois, either it's round or it's going to be thick. Okay, we're going to stop here. Pasuk Zayin. Rabbi Yisai, thank you for coming. Have a wonderful evening. All the best to everyone. Enjoy your evening.
One more belly.
And let's see what happens tonight. Be well, everyone. Mayor, who's going to win? Who's going to win the election, Mayor?
Trump is going to win.
Are you so sure?
I won't be around to see Biden.
You're so sure he's going to win?